This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. Welcome to the show. What do we say at the start of the show? Let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root. And I'm going to war with the FBI. My latest commentary will be out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's entitled, FBI equals Fire Bureau Immediately. Fire Bureau Immediately. That's what it should stand for. The letters FBI should stand now for Fire Bureau Immediately. There isn't a shred of credibility left for the FBI. It's now clear the FBI leadership and their top agents and investigators were involved in a vast criminal conspiracy to fix a presidential election. These aren't guesses or opinions. These are facts gleaned from text messages sent by FBI employees. This is so scary. I'm a witness. I had my own personal experience with a powerful government agency used by a president to destroy a political opponent. That opponent was me. That president was Obama. I know the power and evil of government run amok. Obama's IRS tried to destroy me and bankrupt me under a blizzard of debt by denying all of my 100% legal tax deductions and, of course, under a blizzard of legal bills despite my innocence. That's what their goal was. If little old Wayne Root was a threat, just think of the massive threat Donald Trump posed to Obama and Hillary. If Trump was elected president, he could investigate all of the crimes of Obama and Hillary and send them and their corrupt cabal to prison. So instead of a bunch of bean counter IRS agents, Obama sent the big boys, the government sanctioned hit squad, aka the FBI and the DOJ. This was the perfect conspiracy. The DOJ and the FBI were, before the conspiracy was exposed anyway, the most respected and credible law enforcement agencies in America and the world. Who was watching them? Who would investigate them? Who would put them in prison for breaking the law? It was foolproof. Before I get into the findings and revelations, let me lay bare the obscene argument put forth by DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz. The general conclusion by IG Horowitz, an Obama appointee, by the way, you should know that, an Obama appointee, was that these FBI agents were bad guys. He couldn't hide that. They did bad things. He couldn't hide that. They were, quote-unquote, insubordinate. The things they did were, quote-unquote, extraordinary and, quote, dramatically broke with FBI norms, unquote. These are the direct words of the Inspector General. But he stopped short of calling any of it criminal. He actually claimed that these, quote, extraordinary acts were not done out of political bias. Hold on a minute while I try to stop laughing. No political bias at all. No, it was either that or they were bribed. It's either that or they have money in a Swiss bank account, courtesy of the Clinton Foundation. Maybe every FBI leader got $1 million to make sure that Hillary was exonerated and to make sure that Trump was fixed and framed. In any case, let me destroy the myth right now that this was not done out of political bias. I'm going to wreck it like a wrecking ball. Because I'm like Donald Trump, you know? I'm a bull in a china shop. Let's substitute the words Trump and Republican with Black and Obama. If the FBI's employees ever talked about a hatred for Black people, what a terrible thing that would be, right? Horrible. If they ever called Black people, can you imagine if they ever did this, how horrible this would be? Idiots, lazy, retarded, deplorable. And how about this wonderful phrase? POS, standing for piece of you-know-what, excrement. And then we found out that those same racist FBI employees were the ones investigating a Black president. Wow. What would the people say? What would the mainstream media say? What would the NAACP say? Why would anyone anywhere argue the personal opinions or prejudices of an FBI investigator didn't affect the investigation of a black president. Would they think like that? Who would think that? Who would believe that if you said things like that about black people and then you investigated a black president, you could set your personal prejudices aside and it would be a fair investigation? Who would think that and who would say that? The answer is no one. Don't make me laugh if you tell me someone would say that. And if those same FBI employees investigating Obama were caught on text saying, "I will stop Obama, I promise, I will not let him become president," on a text to their lover in the FBI, would anyone anywhere argue that it wasn't political bias? And it didn't affect the investigation of Obama? Of course they wouldn't. Don't make me laugh. That's exactly what's been revealed here, except these FBI agents didn't hate black people. They hated Republicans. What's the difference? Hate is hate. FBI agents with these biased, extreme, and hateful views should never have been allowed to run investigations against the people they hate. If you hate Republicans, you can't investigate Republicans. If you hate Trump, you can't investigate Trump. Of course it was a criminal conspiracy. Of course they were out to get Trump. Of course their personal opinions and prejudices affected the outcome of both the Hillary email investigation and the Trump witch hunt. I may have been born yesterday, but I wasn't born in the last 5 minutes. And I don't expect that any of you were born in the last 5 minutes, but they must think we all were. Because these agents hated Trump with a passion. And they were Hillary groupies. One of the two FBI agents who interviewed Hillary called her the president. 4 months before the election, they said, "I just interviewed the president." The other agent said, "I'm with her." Another brand to his FBI lover, "We'll stop Trump from becoming president." And agents are on record on text calling Trump's voters effing idiots, except they use the real word, the F word, effing idiots, retarded, sad, pathetic, lazy, and POS, pieces of, you know what, excrement. One DOJ official asked Hillary's campaign manager for a job for his son. Two of the FBI agents investigating Hillary that we know of were having affairs with other FBI employees. And how about the fact that one of Mueller's team was recently fired for calling himself part of the Trump resistance? Are you kidding me? This is a fair investigation and a fair trial? The fix was in. And everyone involved should be fired, lose their jobs, lose their pensions, and go to prison for a long, long time. Some of them should go to prison for life, the ones leading this. This was a conspiracy to fix a presidential election. This was a coup against the president. And that's why the FBI should now stand for Fire Bureau immediately. The FBI's done. Finished. There's no credibility. No one believes a word you say. No one believes your investigations. And anytime you testify in court, we all suspect you're liars. So you got a real problem. I think you disband the entire thing, rip it to shreds, and start with a new organization. Now, here's some new news that just broke today that you need to know. The deep state, which includes the FBI and the DOJ, scrubbed Obama's name from the FBI report on Hillary's email. See what I mean? Why would you believe anything the FBI ever says for the rest of all time unless you rip it to shreds, fire everybody, and start over again? Let them all requalify for the FBI. But I'll tell you right now, nobody can believe a word said from this present FBI. Nothing. So thanks to the release of the IG report on Thursday, we now know that Barack Obama had direct contact with Hillary Clinton on her private email server. By the way, I, Wayne Ruth, figured this out before anyone in the country. 2 years ago, I wrote a commentary and said, everybody's so concerned about Hillary's email. What you don't understand is you cannot use a personal email account or a personal email server to access or talk to a government employee because they're on a government server and only talks back to other government servers. You can't email the President of the United States from a private email. It doesn't work. Doesn't work. So if Hillary was emailing Obama and I said, assume she's Secretary of State, she must have been talking to her boss, the president, especially when she's in foreign countries conducting business on behalf of the United States and try to fight and stop wars, right? You think maybe, just maybe, she must have to send an email back to Obama telling him what happened. You think the boss would request it if that's the case and she's sending on a private email. Guess what? It can't be received by Obama's White House government server. So what that means is he's got a private email. And that's why he doesn't want Hillary to get indicted, because if Hillary's indicted, then he gets indicted. If Hillary's indicted for using a private server, he was using a private server. Now what do we find out? The head of the FBI was using a private server. Comey. I mean, it's incredible. We also know from a few days ago that Obama gave access to the American banking system to the Iranians, the most vicious, vile, mullah, Islamic terrorists in the world today who fund all the horrible extremism all over the world. You show me a dead person killed at the hands of an Islamic extremist, I'll show you Iran funding it or directing it or coordinating it or motivating it. And Obama gave access to the American banking system, which is against the law, to Iran and those mullahs and terrorists. Now we find out he was absolutely talking to Hillary on her private emails in her private email server. What does that mean? Number one, he broke the law just like Hillary. That's why he didn't want her to be prosecuted. She would have turned on him and said, wait a minute, you did it. You're the president of the United States. You can't prosecute me. You did it. And then Obama would have to be prosecuted. And number two, do you know it's a law in the United States that if a government employee knows another government employee is breaking the law, they have to report it or they're guilty of a law, of a crime. So that means that Obama committed a crime just by not reporting the fact that he knew Hillary was sending out private emails. Forget about the fact they were coming to him on his private email server. But we now know in the footnotes of the DOJ watchdog notes, FBI analysts and prosecutor too told us that former President Barack Obama was one of 13 individuals with whom Clinton had direct contact using her ClintonEmail.com account. And the Obama DOJ hid this from the American people. In fact, the Obama deep state scrubbed Obama's name from the FBI report on Hillary Clinton's email investigation. Throw them all in prison. Throw Obama in prison. Throw away the key. Throw Hillary in prison. Throw away the key. Throw the FBI leadership in prison. Throw away the key. Mueller, Comey, Andrew McCabe, Page, Strzok, all bad people. We'll be right back. War now. Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using my pillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
War now!
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Am I the guy who called it or am I the guy who called it? I'm telling you, history will not be kind to either Obama or Hillary, but it's Obama, too. It's Obama who's orchestrating all of it. Now, Obama's not the lead guy. I believe George Soros and a few other billionaire commies who want to destroy our country and destroy capitalism, destroy freedom, vicious, bitter people. I believe that. Can you imagine? They're billionaires, but they hate capitalism. Does that make any sense? But then again, the leaders of communism are always very wealthy people. Always. They want you to have no money, but they want it all. So I do believe there was someone who was pulling the strings like a marionette with Obama, but Obama was in charge of Hillary, and Obama's in charge of the resistance now, plotted from a shadow White House, blocks from the White House itself. And by the way, speaking of my distrust for government and people like Obama and Hillary, who I believe should be in prison, let me mention that the IRS came after me and tried to destroy my life. You heard that in my commentary, right? The IRS tried to destroy me, and I beat them back, not once, but twice. And I did it with the help of Sam Lantis and the Lantis Tax Group. These guys are fantastic. Thank God for the Landis Tax Group, because they saved my life. I didn't owe a penny, and I walked away unscathed. And thanks to Sam Lantis, my life was saved. My future was saved. Everybody needs a Sam Lantis if they have an IRS problem. Everybody. And with the Landis Tax Group, you get a flat, low fee every month till they solve your problem. The attorneys of the Landis Tax Group have resolved over 8,500 IRS cases. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney at a real tax law firm on your side for one low flat fee. And when you call, you'll have a free consultation with a tax attorney, not a salesman. No hype, no sales pitch, no BS. You'll hear exactly what you'll pay and exactly how long it'll take and exactly how hard or difficult or easy it'll be to solve your problem. And you'll find out that it is reasonably priced. You won't even believe that this is one of the top tax lawyers in the country. And it's so reasonable. But he's like the Charles Schwab of tax lawyers. He tries to help the average person, not billionaires. So he leaves his prices very reasonable. And that's why I wasn't bankrupted by the IRS, because Sam Lantis saved me. And because you're talking to an attorney, your phone call is protected by attorney-client privilege. Call the Landis Tax Group toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. Numerically, it's 800-934-3578, 800-934-3578. Thank you, Sam Landis. Okay, there's another big issue. Actually, there's two more big issues I want to get to, and then we'll take calls at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Issue number one is President Trump said today on Fox and Friends he certainly will not sign Paul Ryan's amnesty bill. Thank God for Donald Trump. He is the only thing standing between us and disaster. Okay? And by the way, my understanding of Paul Ryan's amnesty bill gives amnesty to way too many people, but it does fully fund the wall, $25 billion. So, I mean, worst case scenario, if Donald Trump ever went for it and it does that and adds one or two more things, he got us more than anybody would ever get you. By saying, I'll never do it, he gets you more than anybody gets you. That's called negotiation. But hopefully he won't do it at all. And Majority Whip Steve Scalise joins President Trump in opposition to Paul Ryan's amnesty bill and says, I will not push through a bill in the Congress without Donald Trump's support. If he doesn't support it, I won't do it. And Donald Trump's even giving backbone to Lindsey Graham. Can you believe it? CNN grills Lindsey Graham for standing by Trump and finally unloads. And he says, I don't give a what you think. That's what Lindsey Graham said on national TV, on CNN. So instead of, let's use the word crap. I don't give a crap what you think. I've never heard of a senator talk like that. Donald Trump has emboldened all of us that we're not going to take your crap anymore. You think you could spend your life putting us in prison, hounding us, destroying us, sicking the IRS on us, calling us names like racist when it's not true, and you know it's not true. And you think we're not allowed to hit back. If we hit back, we're racist, we're homophobes, we're Islamophobes, we're terrible people, we're offensive. Finally, someone has propelled us, motivated us, inspired us, emboldened us to hit back. And it's Donald J. Trump. Although I would argue a little bit of an assist from Wayne Allyn Root. Because I've been doing this for 2 years on the radio and on TV and in my columns for years, telling the truth. When we get back, we're going to take your calls. I'm also going to read you very quickly. The Las Vegas Police Department officers were instructed to turn off their body cameras on the night of the October 1st massacre. Now, you tell me what that means. Speaking of not being able to trust government or even the FBI or even the DOJ, not being able to trust anything that comes out of their mouths. How do you know these people are lying? Their lips are moving. But I've always loved the police, right? You can't even trust them anymore. Government lies about everything, and they instruct the police to lie. Las Vegas police officers were told, before you go in and go after this mass shooter, the worst mass shooting in America's history, you're going to turn off your body cameras. Why? So there's no evidence? Evidence of what? What were they so afraid of? I keep coming back to the October 1st Vegas massacre. What are you all so afraid of in government that we might find out? You don't think we can take the truth? We can handle the truth. Be honest with us. Be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News.
Today outside the White House, the president stood and took questions from the press for, gosh, almost an hour. Now, what we heard from the president was he reacted to the IG report that came out yesterday, and the president was also again asked about his firing of former FBI Director James Comey.
It was criminal. What he did was a terrible thing to the people. What he did was so bad in terms of our Constitution, in terms of the well-being of our country. What he did was horrible. Should he be locked up? Let somebody make a determination. Look at all the dishonest things that crooked Hillary did. Look at what's going on.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and one Kansas City, Kansas sheriff's deputy was killed and another is in critical condition after a shooting near a courthouse today. The incident occurred while two Wyandotte County sheriff's deputies were both overcome by an inmate that was being transferred from the jail to the courthouse. The inmate was shot and is also in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, full deck. We'll get to calls in a minute. U.S. Gold Bureau, sponsor of this segment of the show, the only full-service precious metals firm owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas. We love the state of Texas. All my exes live in Texas. To operate the Texas Bullion Depository, Oh, man, I love that. The Fort Knox of Texas, the only state that's ever opened their own Fort Knox type of bullion depository. And if the state of Texas trusts them, then you should, too. You can only find this special limited-time opportunity right here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV because they're my buddies, my buds at U.S. Gold Bureau. Just for calling, you get a free silver coin, silver eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint, brilliant, uncirculated condition, 1 ounce of pure silver for free, no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. You don't have to buy anything. There's nothing attached to the offer. They're so sure they could win you over as a long-term client. They're willing to lose money just for the chance to earn your business. Call them right now for your free consultation and your free coin. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, and tell them Wayne Root sent you. Wayne Root loves the U.S. Gold Bureau, and you should, too. I'm very proud that they're sponsoring this show, and you should also call them and tell them you are proud and thankful they're sponsoring this show. Phone number one last time, 800-885-GOLD. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. FBI agents not only called Hillary president, okay, referred to Hillary as the president in a text exchange with another FBI employee 4 days after interviewing Hillary. These are the people that interviewed Hillary for the FBI. In their mind, she was the next president of the United States. She hadn't even been elected yet. They were treating her deferentially as a president. This is according to the Inspector General's report. But then in a different text, another one of the FBI agents that interviewed Hillary wrote, and I quote, "Screw you, Trump." After the first agent admitted, "You should know that I'm with her." Can you believe this stuff? The entire FBI is poisoned by liberal head cases, mentally deranged Trump syndrome losers who believe in big government. And then the same agent who texted, "Screw you, Trump," agent number 5, also wrote, and I quote, "She better win, otherwise I'm going to be walking around with both of my guns." Is that not a veiled threat to murder the incoming president? I think the Secret Service should arrest that slimy agent, as Donald Trump referred to him as scum, on the spot. These are not, you know, I used to think of FBI agents, I loved and idolized them. They were G-men. They were Efren Zimbalist Jr. My dad would tell you nothing more respectful in this world than the way you should treat FBI agents. And now you hear this, and these guys are just little liberal commie juniors. That's what they are. They're not FBI agents. They should be college professors at Harvard. They're such little commies who hate a man that believes in business and capitalism. Wow. Unbelievable. How about this one? For the people who question Donald Trump, Trump is now more popular than Obama, JFK, and Ronald Reagan. How about that one? Trump's approval rating right now, according to, now this is again with people of his own party, so let me put an asterisk. With Republicans, Donald Trump is at a higher percentage of popularity than anybody else of any ilk, including Obama and Reagan. 68% of Republicans want Trump to run for re-election. 87% of Republicans give him a positive approval rating. At this point in his presidency, Barack Obama only had a 79% rating among Democrats. Ronald Reagan wasn't that high, and Jack Kennedy wasn't as high as Donald Trump's 87% who give him a positive approval rating. So Trump is really kicking butt. Now, one last thing, and then I'll take calls. Yes, sir. Told Shinzo Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan, that he would ship 25 million Mexicans to Japan. Now, I'm sure there's going to be on the evening news tonight, they're going to make a big deal about it. Trump was at the G7, and he talked about shipping 25 million Mexicans to Japan so that the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, would lose his next election. Trump's exact words, according to senior EU officials that were in the room, "Shinzo, you don't have a problem, but I can make a problem. I can send you 25 million Mexicans. You'll be out of office very soon." Folks, that's A, a joke, and B, a little raw truth mixed in. Actually, the only mistake in that is that I looked it up at Wikipedia today, and there aren't 25 million Mexicans in America. There are 36 million. I believe the number is 36.1 million Mexicans in the United States of America. So Trump was actually lowballing the number. He could have sent Shinzo Abe 31 million Americans. What did I say it was? 25 versus, I think it was 36 million. 21 versus 31 or 36 million. Whatever the number was, it's much higher than 25 million. So that's number one. So Trump didn't exaggerate. Trump didn't make something up. If anything, he lowballed the number because a lot more than 25 million in the United States. So that's number one. Number two, Trump told the raw truth. We've got a problem in our country. If you believe there's foreign countries trying to influence elections, and you believe, because Russia spent $100,000 on an election that cost $2 billion, you believe that influenced the election by putting out little internet tweets, $100,000 worth, you believe that changed things. What about Mexico sending us 30-plus million people to vote in our elections, to invade our country? What would you call that? Now, I'm Jewish, and so there's nothing racist about this, because if Israel had 36 million people, they don't, but if they did, they sent 36 million people to America, my God, I would tell you, Israel's invading America and taking over. We don't want a foreign country to invade our country. So they come here, they come from a socialist country. Mexico is, for all intents and purposes, a socialist country. And they send them here because they don't want to pay all their welfare, or they go broke. They're already broke. They go double broke, triple broke, quadruple broke. So they send their people here. They make them go over the border. They don't stop anyone. They laugh about it. They turn a blind eye. They look the other way. And then they come here and they vote in our elections. And they vote to make us more like Mexico. Isn't that amazing? That's like the people who escaped California. They come to my state of Nevada. They all move to Las Vegas. And the minute they get here, they vote Democrat to make us more like California. Then why did you leave California? Shouldn't Mexicans want America to stay America and not make it anything like Mexico? But when you vote for Democrat, you're voting to make America more like a crappy third world nation. Don't you understand that? Why did you run away from Mexico? I guess every Mexican who runs away from Mexico is a racist. You must be. You must hate Hispanics. I guess every Muslim that leaves a Muslim nation to run away to Europe, I guess all of you are Islamophobes. I guess so. Because if that's the definition, if you're running away from a Muslim nation, you must hate Muslim nations. If you're running away from Mexico, you must hate Mexico. Use a little common sense here. Why are you coming here? Because we are the greatest nation in world history. So why would you want to make us like the countries you're running away from? By voting Democrat, you are making us like the countries you're running away from. That's not what you should want. So Donald Trump was right. Tomorrow, all these big shots, like the president, or excuse me, the prime minister of Japan, if you ship 25 million Mexicans to Japan, his election would change. His electorate would change. The makeup of his country would change. That's just stating the truth. That's nothing racist about that. It would be a very different country, and they'd vote in a way that he wouldn't like. And they could tip the balance of the election, and a new guy would get in, and the new guy would say, hey, bring in another 25 million. And once you do that, Mexico is really your country now. It's not Japan anymore. That's the problem we're fighting in America. Donald Trump, telling the truth again. Let's take some calls. Marie in New Jersey was waiting a long time yesterday, didn't get on, so I'm taking her today first. Marie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne, baby. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Good. I want to wish President Trump a belated happy birthday, first of all. And I also want to say that once upon a time, the Democrats had the black African Americans in slavery. And for those that don't believe that, maybe they should do their own homework and the points of history that they've never learned.
I didn't listen that hard. Wait, I want to hear what you just said. I want to make sure we're saying something accurately because I didn't hear it correctly. Who was it that had blacks in slavery? Tell me again.
The Democrats.
I just want to make sure that someone knows. I get what you're saying in general, Marie, but we never want to say really slavery. It's kind of like I'm Jewish and I get mad whenever anyone compares someone to Hitler or Nazis because they killed 6 million Jews. Nothing's quite like Nazis. So people exaggerate when they compare a Trump to Nazis. It gets me very angry. He didn't kill one person, let alone 6 million. So I don't want to compare Democrats to slavery per se, but I have heard other conservative black...
But it's down in history. But it's down in history.
Well, it's down in history that they supported the KKK. It's down in history that they did that. It's down in history.
Yeah, but
that
we also have a Charles. But we also have a Charles Sumner, the leader of the anti-slavery and the leader of the Republicans back in the Civil War.
Yeah, it was a different time and place. I would get the argument. I get it. I get it.
Well,
I get it. And by the way, let me say one more thing, and I'll let you go.
Yeah.
There are a lot of black conservatives out there who say that blacks are on the Democratic plantation. They use that word. And I'm more comfortable with that than talking about slavery. Just, you're in a place where everybody thinks the same way and they do nothing for you. So I would agree with that. I'd be very careful comparing it to slavery.
When Chuck Schumer, Pelosi, Dick Durbin, they were responsible for the caravan of the migrants that came in from Honduras through Mexico, and Mexico didn't do anything about it. And this Democratic Party, once again, like the time of the African Americans, want all these illegals to come into our country.
Yes,
when you're working at $2.40 an hour, picking coffee or picking your crops or handling the cattle or handling the pigs, or the only ones that are going to benefit are the big magnates, the CEOs. It's not the American people.
Correct.
Correct.
Agree 100%.
Is it?
Agree. That's why they're doing it, Marie. They don't care about us. They care about the rich, and they care about the poor voters. The rich give their donations to the Democrats and the Republicans who support cheap labor and open borders and no wall and no deportations and sanctuary cities. And the Democrats want to help poor people remain poor, because then they're dependent on the Democratic Party forever. And that's what Marie meant by slavery. But I'm very careful with that word. I don't want to offend people. Nothing's quite like slavery. I get it. That was the worst stain in the history of America. It was a terrible thing. Nobody's for it. No Republican history has ever said, I love slavery. I respect slavery. I love the Confederates. Nobody says that. So stop being silly, Democrats. Stop misquoting us. Stop lying. But it is, right now, you could say that people are absolutely on a plantation. You could say that they are in one place and nobody's doing anything good for them and they're drinking the Kool-Aid. I would say that. A little milder version. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Right back at you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check in the motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, my energy through the roof. I'll keep it simple. You want to be younger, not older. Free consultation, no obligation. Contact Synagenics. I love these people. They've changed my diet. They've changed my lifestyle. They've changed my exercise. They've changed my vitamins. They've got me on hormone therapy. They've got me on these great vitamins, which I was not taking. I've always taken vitamins, but now I take different ones, the best ones money can buy. And this great diet, anybody could do this diet. My gosh, it's fantastic. And so much protein. Oh, I love protein powder. I live for my protein shakes. They're my favorite part of the day, twice a day. Synagenics, check them out, free, no obligation, 888-YOUNGER, because everyone wants to be younger, no one wants to be older. They've got clinics all over the United States. They've got a website you can buy your shakes from, get the same shake as me. Ooh, it's good. 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older, Younger, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Synagenics.com. That's Cenegenics, Synagenics.com. Founded in 1997, treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. 25% of the patient base is doctors, MDs, and their families. They want their family to be healthy. They know most doctors have no clue how to be healthy. They never took a course in their life on health or anti-aging or vitamins or diet ever or exercise in medical school ever. And so if you don't want to get supposedly younger or healthy with pills from Big Pharma, which makes you old and sick, you want Synagenics, 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER, even the doctors agree. 25% of patient base is doctors. And by the way, contact them again, as I say with every sponsor. Tell them thank you for sponsoring the Wayne Allen Root Show, 888-YOUNGER. All right, we've got callers on the line. We've got Bill and Louise.
About this FBI, all this damn trouble they're having, there's
yes.
only one man that I know of in America today that can go in and straighten the FBI out, and that is Mr. Jim Calhoun. He's the only one they need up there. Chris Wray is not going to do a doggone thing in that FBI.
No,
they
he's
need
not.
Jim Calhoun there.
Yeah.
They need him, or a man like him with the courage and the integrity of Mr. Calhoun.
Yes, Jay, he's talking about just everybody.
Straighten that FBI out.
Just so everybody knows, Bill's talking about Jim.
I believe that's the bottom of my heart.
All right, Bill. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Just Bill's talking about James Kallstrom was the former number two man at the FBI, assistant director, I believe back maybe in the Clinton years or the first George Bush years or maybe the second Bush. It was a while back now. He's a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's a friend of the show. He's on as a guest often, and we really love Jim, and he's got the credibility to do it. I don't know if he wants to or he has the energy to do it nowadays, but all I can tell you is, he would know how to run and save the FBI and keep it from the disaster that's going on now. We've got some Martha on line 4 in Indiana. Martha, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Well, hi. I'm very fine. Thank you. I want to tell you we all love you in this house.
Thank you very much.
And we wouldn't miss you for the world. I just wanted to say I was a war baby, born December 1941, and to watch all this come about is very scary. And if George Washington was alive, I made the remark to my husband that they'd be lining him up and shooting him for treason already for trying to destroy the most beautiful country on this earth. That's why everybody wants to come here. And it doesn't matter. During the war, it didn't matter if you were a Republican, Democrat, or what. Everybody came together to keep this country. Even the movie stars joined. They didn't badmouth the country or the president. And I don't call them Democrats anymore. They're Demorats. And one more little thing. You know, Roy, Mr. Blagojevich was put in jail. And Donald Trump did make a remark that maybe he would pardon him. Mm-hmm. And I feel he's already served 7 years of his life. And he's got 2 daughters, and he didn't do nothing compared to what Hillary Clinton did.
Right. And Obama. And Obama right. did.
And just because 7 Republican senators from Illinois have told Donald not to let him out, I haven't heard any more from it. And they evidently don't know that Donald Trump is the president, and it's his decision, not their decision. And
All right, Martha. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We're rushing because what do we have left, Chris? About a minute? Less than a minute? All right, we'll take Alicia. Last call tonight. We just got a minute. Alicia from Oklahoma. And, yes, I would pardon Blago. He has served his time. He has paid his penance. It's time to let Blago out. Rod Blagojevich, the former governor of Illinois. Alicia from Oklahoma, what's on your mind? 30 seconds, darling.
Hi. Well, I just wanted to say about the kids being ripped out of their parents' arms at the border.
Yes.
That happens to American citizens that break the law every single day.
Right.
When you get arrested for a crime, your children are removed from your immediate custody while you go to jail.
Right.
So this is the first time they've been treating these kids like American citizens instead of special citizens and just letting them run right in.
Right. Well, Alicia, great. You know, I never even thought of that argument. Fantastic. Glad you gave it to me. Now I've got it in my repertoire to use it whenever dumb liberals and commies and Marxists and politically correct snowflakes want to bring that up. You know, it's the same thing that, you know, when they talked about the prisoners in Phoenix under Sheriff Joe Arpaio, they were out in the heat. Well, you know what? Our soldiers were out in the heat in Iraq, you know, and in 120-degree heat with full backpack on and rifle. And so what if a prisoner is in the heat? Same thing. You separate parents from kids. No one's happy about it. But you know what? Every criminal in America, every woman that goes to prison, she doesn't see her kids anymore. When you commit a crime, that's the price you pay. They're committing crimes coming to America. Great point. Wayne Allyn, worn out. See you on Monday. God bless. All of you be safe. Bye-bye.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.